Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Dr. Daryl Pierce.
Good morning.
And his lovely wife, Miss Tricia Pierce.
Hi, Mrs. Tricia.
Mrs. Tricia Pierce. So sorry. Okay. And y'all, they are an excellent team. They own Elon Med Spa here in Waxahachie. And Dr. Pierce is an MD and his wife Tricia here is an RN. So, I mean, how cool is that? So I'm excited that there's a med spa here in town. We don't have to drive to Dallas. We can be right here in town and get all the cool things. And I'm just looking forward to telling everyone what you guys do. So let's just dive into it and talk about all the things. If you were to start with your most popular thing that people talk about, what would it be that you'd want people to know you do?
Oh, we do so many things that people want and go to Dallas for. So, you know, one of the big things we do is hair removal, laser hair removal. We see a lot of patients for that. We also do, hormone replacement therapy, you know, kind of like a T clinic for men, but also for women. Those are probably our biggest things that people come and see us for. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have a lot of other services that definitely you don't have to go to Dallas for, you know.
Especially like Botox. Filler, Dysport, just different things like that that people have been driving to South Lake or Addison or wherever, and now they're excited to see that they can just have it here. Someone's full-time on staff that can do those types of services pretty much every day.
I'm personally pumped about the laser hair removal that I just had, and I'm excited not to have to shave for summer. And my husband is going to have it done, too. We're going to do that on video, and it's going to be so exciting. So y'all get ready to check that out, because it's going to look like a bear getting laser hair removal.
I love it.
It's going to be amazing. And the Dysport. I just had some Dysport, and tell us all about that kind of stuff. Like, what are some things, because a lot of women love knowing, but they're nervous about asking, what are the things that y'all can do to make someone look younger?
Well, excuse me. Some of the biggest things that we have the Dysport, but we brought some technology to Waxahachie. Newer technology using radio frequency and lasers, but we're able to do radio frequency pin needling of the face and really can take 10 years off, which is really remarkable. We also do regenerative medicine with PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma. We use your own blood. And also stem cells. So we do regenerative type things for the face, which is really cool. We also have laser resurfacing for the face. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that we use to make new faces,
yeah.
Pretty much for people to look younger.
Can you do it for the neck? I notice you can always pull. I see women always pull things off with their face, but then the neck gives them away.
Mm-hmm. There's so many things we can do for the neck, including injections of Botox in the neck if they have like the tight platysmal bands, or if they have laxity in the skin, we can do the radio frequency, CO2 laser resurfacing, PRP. Like the typical PRP, or it's quoted as the vampire facial, but it's PRP facial. We use the patient's own plasma that's platelet rich, and we inject and apply it topically to the face. So we can do so many things from.
But one of the coolest things we actually brought here is what's called face tight, and we also do body tight. So it uses radio frequency with liposuction.
What?
Yes. We actually are able to use radio frequency, which helps tighten the skin along with removing areas of fat that people don't like. So that's one of the cool things we've been doing that since we've been here. We've been here about a year and a half, and that's really cool. But what we just brought here this summer to add to that is actually fat transfer. So we're able to do lipo and do actually breast augmentations with it, BBLs, actually use it for facial stuff instead of fillers. We do that for wrinkles and those kind of things. So really some fun stuff we do, cool stuff.
Oh my goodness.
But not many people would think, hey, somebody's going to be doing that in Waxahachie.
Yeah, y'all, it's kind of like a nice restaurant. You know, it's like anything. I personally, you know, a lot of people think you have to drive out of town to get something quality. I don't feel that way. I'm like, if something quality comes to town, I'm more than happy to take advantage of it without driving. And I personally have used a few of these services here, and I can vouch for the fact that, yes, it's amazing, and I'm excited. And learning about some of these other things are pretty cool. I know that I've heard some people talk about the vampire facial, and that's kind of a That's kind of a big thing. So some other things that y'all do that you mentioned was like the PRP and some of that other stuff. Tell us more about that.
Well, one of the things I've been doing for about 3 years now is PRP and stem cells and, well, biological type of things for healing. And we've really had some great results. We use biologicals or regenerative medicine for, you know, worn out hips, knees, backs, hair regrowth, even erectile dysfunction. So it's pretty amazing what we can do with stem cells and what they can do to regenerate things. I always use example, even my grandfather, who's 91, and used stem cells 2 years ago on him for a hip replacement, knee replacement, and he's been out of pain since.
Wow.
So, yeah, pretty amazing stuff that's out there that we can do.
And how do you do, like, how does the stem cell thing happen? I mean, where does that come from?
Well, there's a few ways to get stem cells. One, we can get our own fat, our own bone marrow. We get them from healthy C-sectioned babies that donated the umbilical cord.
Okay.
And so we get the stem cells where what's called Wharton's jelly of the umbilical cord. And we're able to use that. We can inject any of those stem cells into anybody. And then we watch the process of rehealing those joints.
Man, had I only known, I would have hung on to that umbilical cord business.
No, right?
I mean, really, if I'd have known back then, froze that thing.
You know, what we used to throw away is completely just has so many billions and billions of stem cells in it. And
wow.
Now these moms can either sell or donate it. They're rigorously tested. They make sure that everything's okay, no any problems whatsoever. The lab that we get ours from is the highest of high cleanliness, sterility.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful process that we get to work with people. And stem cells, PRP, can do anything from facials to joint regeneration. So there's so many things that can be done. And people say, oh, well, what does PRP do to your face? It basically, we take the, we cause a controlled trauma. We re-inject the platelet-rich plasma. And then we, again, apply it topically. And then it causes a regeneration. It makes you make your own collagen, especially in conjunction with the Morpheus. So Morpheus is the radio frequency microneedling. So the technologies that we have are not only cosmetic, aesthetic, but it's also regenerative as far as health and wellness go. So our whole goal is health and wellness, whether it be hormonal replacement, especially like T-Clinic kind of hormones for men or women, because people don't realize that women need all their hormones balanced as well. So it's important that you get those analyzed and we get you guys treated.
That's what I wanted to ask about, the hormone replacement part of it and the T-Clinic
testosterone.
So you guys can do the testing to find out if someone needs hormones and or if they need testosterone. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, most of us as we get older think that it's normal aging to feel tired, maybe a little fogginess mind-wise, you know, trying to remember things, even decreased sexual desire, those kind of things. But it's usually a symptom of our testosterone decreasing. And that can be both in men and women. So when we come in and see a patient for the first time, we go through that kind of history. And then we are able to test them with blood work and tell very quickly with the blood work, you know, what they're lacking, if their testosterone's low, what other hormones, and then we're able to replace that. And with that replacement, yes, personally, I do hormones myself. You know, the fatigue improves, all those symptoms greatly improve and improves your life.
So I've heard women talking about getting pellets, and I have never stopped and asked anyone, but I have an image in my mind of what I think that looks like. Kind of explain. Oh, and by the way, if you're just now tuning in, this is Elon Med Spa here in Waxahachie, and we're just talking about all the cool things they do. Tell us about the pellets and what that is and where they go and all that stuff.
Sure. So on women, we typically place them in like the fatty tissue of the buttock. Men, they usually go in the flank area just because the way women and men are shaped a little differently. Mm-hmm. Women have a little more subcutaneous or fatty tissue on their booties, whereas men, it's usually around the waist. Each pellet is dosed differently. Men usually get anywhere from about 1,600 to 2,400 milligrams of testosterone. Each pellet is about 200 milligrams, and it's about the size of a Tic Tac, I guess, or maybe two. Women's testosterone is anywhere from like 87.5 that we dose them up to about 187.5. And what we do is those are a lot smaller. They are probably about half the size of a Tic Tac, down to just almost a little speck.
So how do you, does it go into the skin?
Yeah, so, you know, everything's numbed with numbing medication. Then we make a small poke incision and able to, with an instrument, just slide them underneath the skin.
Oh, okay.
And then over time, women usually 3 to 4 months, men 5 to 6 months, they dissolve, releasing testosterone. Or in women, we also have estrogen. And so that allows for that slow release and a constant level of testosterone or the hormones.
Is there like a knot or anything there?
No, you can feel sometimes the pellets for a little while, but they dissolve over time. And so that you don't have anything by the time they dissolve.
So you're not wearing a skirt and it looks like a Tic Tac sticking out of the back of your skirt. No.
And like for women, honestly, ours are so tiny that we don't even feel them really underneath the skin. Men, they get so many more and they're larger. You can palpate those. So women don't have to worry about it in their scrubs or in their skirts or whatever. But it's a good thing. But on men, like when he gets his, I can palpate it for usually about a week after that you can actually feel it underneath the skin. But other than that, it's not really anything. You do have to stay out of the bathtub and just take a shower anywhere from 3 to 5 days after the procedure, but it's really simple.
And that's worth it.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
That's
people,
easy.
It changes their life. I had a patient in the office yesterday that she was crying and she said, it changed my life because her libido went from nothing. Her husband felt rejected all the time. And I empathize with the husband because it wasn't like he just wanted to, you know, he wasn't just after one thing. He wanted a relationship with his wife in every way. And she was not able to fulfill that because of her hormone imbalance. So we got that all straightened out. And she said we saved her marriage, which we didn't do it. It was just the
Go ahead and take credit. You did it.
You know, we try. But we do use Avexibel pelleting. It's a little different than other ones. It's all natural. The hormones we use come from plants like yams, cauliflower, things like that. There's no synthetic or anything else. We can, for men, prescribe injections, and it is a synthetic. We can either give those or teach them how to give it in their own house, either way that they choose. But we try to make it an affordable process for everyone, but also give them the best options.
That's good. Hey, listen, we are out of time, but I wanted to, before we go, I wanted to see if there's anything else that you want to bring up. I know y'all have like a weight loss clinic and y'all have some other sale stuff. Tell us.
Well, we do have weight loss, but I'll tell you one of the coolest things that we now have, and we just got this in December, and we're only the fourth in the world to have it, and we brought it to Waxahachie, and it's using lasers to regrow hair. So when we talk about regeneration, you know, we use the stem cells in this, but actually the low intensity laser actually rejuvenates hair follicles and allows for hair regrowth, and we've seen a success rate of over 90% in both men and women.
Oh, wow.
But what's really cool is we brought this to Waxahachie, and only the fourth folks to have this in the entire world. So that's what's really cool. We're really excited about it.
So, guys, if you are missing some hair, women and men,
yes.
I mean, if you are needing some hair in any area, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, anywhere.
Probably
anywhere.
Your head.
Just
probably
mainly your head.
Let's just go with the head. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many people want a big patch of hair on their arms. What? So they can help you grow your hair. And how long does that usually take?
It's usually a year process. You'll come in. It's only a 20-minute. You sit underneath the laser for 20 minutes, twice a week for 3 months, then once a week for 3 months, and then twice a month for a year.
Okay.
And so that process, it takes time to regrow. But we've seen it be able to regrow folks that have lost hair from chemo. And actually, we're seeing a lot of hair loss from COVID now, too. Mm-hmm. So those kind of things are really, you know, help folks that have all of a sudden never had hair problems and lost their hair through this pandemic.
All right, guys.
And it's also important that men that are starting to see a receding hairline get in before it gets worse and do the keep that hair that you have and let it grow stronger. So anyway,
that's a good plan. That's a good plan. Well, shoot, there's so many cool things. We're going to have them back, right, guys? Come back and we'll talk. I probably break it down and talk about something specific, but I wanted you guys to meet them and have a highlight of everything they do because there's so many cool things. And check out Elon Med Spa, and they are in that spot over there, that nice kind of newer building next to Altus Emergency Care. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's Ellis County Titles in the same building.
Yes.
They are facing the frontage road of 77, but you park around the back. It's that little kind of odd street. It's only odd right now because it's the newer side of town, but as we go, one day we'll look back and laugh because
it'll be normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, like always, if you don't remember who these people are and you heard this and you want to find out more, contact me at the chamber and I'll be happy to get you the information. It's Elon Med Spa, and I'm Julie Fair, and this is Dr. Pierce and Tricia.
Thank you for having us.
We'll see you soon. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.